All right, here goes. Podcast time. Welcome, everybody. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Wednesday, January 16th is the date, and it is the return, the long-awaited and heralded return of Long Song Wednesday. We dusted off the wheel, gave her a spin today, and had a rather interesting result. So you're definitely going to want to check that out. John had a Lassie flashback today on the show, and we found out what the top five biggest time wasters are in the modern era. Before talking a little bit about athletic game shows, a certain thing, a certain creature that people are apparently Googling like crazy to find out if they can eat it. And Steve and I took another stab at millennial meanings to make sure we're keeping sharp in the new year with what these crazy kids are saying these days. So let's dive in. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It is the return of, or as I wrote it over here, the return of Long Song Wednesday. All right, so if you got a long song you want to hear, and we classify long songs of anything 7 minutes or longer. All right, other songs, when it's under 7 minutes, we play it regularly. But once it hits that 7 minute mark, it's hard for us to get it on the air, and that's why we put the Long Song Wednesday wheel in the studio, and you get to pick what goes on that wheel. Just text it on into us to MGK, MGK at 645-645, and maybe it'll land on your pick, or maybe you'll be the person who gets the listener pick this morning.
Cool. It's going to be a nice surprise because I haven't looked at the wheel since we left, and that was December 14th.
Yeah, wow,
so,
wow.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, so I don't even remember what's on there.
I can't wait to see if Steve wrote Twilight Zone in one of the slots while we were gone.
I did not.
He's not going to get that past me. I can tell you that much.
I did not write it. The last song we do either of you know what the last long song we did was?
What?
Oh, God. Closer to Home?
No. That was back in November, Dave.
Tonight?
Together. No, that was after Closer to Home.
Okay.
Rosalita.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, somebody has already sent in a pick of Incident on 57th Street.
Okay.
All right. So there's no Springsteen on the wheel at the moment, but that always could go up there. That could be the listener pick for this morning.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
You know, whenever I hear this song, all right, mm-hmm. and they start doing the EOs, 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 although it doesn't even sound the same. Every time I hear those EOs, I get triggered to the original Lassie TV series, where little Timmy and I forget.
You'll have to explain for Steve. And
Yeah. Well, it was Lassie,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You know, it was very good, very good. But you didn't put one paw up in the air. That's
I knew I had something to say.
That was it. Right, the end of the show, and it would be Lassie standing there doing, and someone would be whistling that song, and Lassie would be sitting there panting, and then all of a sudden one paw would go up. Right,
you know. So some producers like shake.
Right. So some on the show, little Timmy, right, and whoever his friend was, I forget, because they always have like a little fat friend.
Okay.
All right. You know, like just like Beaver had a little fat friend, right? Little Timmy had a little fat friend, right? And whenever they were approaching the other's house, they would yell out, "Iaki," right? Which I have no idea what the hell that was.
Probably kill Indian. Whitey.
Right, kill Whitey.
Yeah.
I was going to say Indian saying, so Steve's probably right.
So, and every time I hear him going, "Eo, Eo," all I hear is little Timmy in my head yelling, "Iaki."
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Dave, you saw the survey?
Yeah.
You saw the survey? There's a survey out about the top five ways that Americans waste time. And coming in at number one was scrolling through social media, basically looking at a screen.
Yeah, okay.
All right, scrolling through social media. 49% makes of people sense. Said that they wasted a significant amount of time doing this. But basically what they're saying is they're actually saying reading. Is what they're really saying, that reading is what we do the most of, but it tends to be things like social media, you know, so you get
off a screen.
Yeah, off a screen. Right. So
I just unlocked my phone.
Right.
Twitter is open.
All right. Okay. Yep, there you go.
Yep.
Right. You know, so it would count for reading Pride and Prejudice, right? Or for looking up Brendan Fraser and finding out that he has a brother named Kevin.
You know? It's a wide net.
It's a wide net there. But what do you think the other four are?
No, these would be off screen.
These would be off screen.
Okay.
Well, actually, one of them still involves a screen. Nope, sorry. three of them involve screens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would say streaming shows, for sure.
Well, watching
binging.
TV. Okay. Watching TV. Okay.
Video games.
Watching TV, that's number gaming. Two. You know, apps and games is number two on a phone or tablet, right? Number three is watching TV. Right. That got 29%.
Three so far.
Text messaging.
No, that's all going to come into that
Okay.
All I know is that I do all three of those.
All right. Number five actually could come into text messaging. It's constantly checking your phone.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely.
All right? So what would number four be? Mm-hmm. Of the top five ways Americans waste time, right, what's number four? And it's nowhere near any of these categories.
Snacking?
No.
I was going to say eating. God.
It's possible that people are doing it right now.
Sleeping. Is that right? Right? Napping.
Nope. Especially if you're on 422.
Oh, sitting in traffic.
Sitting in traffic. Right.
While looking at Twitter.
And reading Pride and Prejudice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Speaking of screen time, and this is rather amazing. I mean, this might be the research that you actually saw that if you count the amount of time that you're asleep and you take that out of the equation, right? A recent survey found that 42% of our waking hours.
This is the one.
Right. Is staring at a screen of some kind. That's 6 hours and 43 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Staring at a screen.
Insane. I want to scoff at it, but I'm sure I'm lumped in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm definitely lumped in there. Speaking of staring at screens, Jim Bachman is here this morning, who's staring at a screen right now. Jim Bachman is in for Ann Evans, who was in for Jim Bachman, who was supposed to be in for Cindy Graham.
You don't want me in, trust me.
Oh, really?
You don't want me in.
All right, well, we lived through Steve's disease last week.
Yeah, so. Right.
You know, we're pretty jammed up westbound, guys. Veritas South, Schuylkill Expressway, the Jam Boulevard out to Belmont. Got a crash at City Avenue. That delay. Eastbound side, Blue Route to Belmont, Boulevard to Spring Garden, southbound 85, Cotman down through Girard. 42 North, pretty jammed, 168 right up through 295. This report sponsored by Walgreens. It's cold and flu season again. Thankfully, Walgreens has products like Mucinex DM when you need it most. I should have had it myself. Speak with their experts to find the right relief right here. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Nothing like a sponsor tag that you should have used yourself.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim. Have you seen Ellen's Game of Games yet?
I've seen clips of it. That's it.
The ads are nonstop, but I've never laid eyes on the actual show.
I saw part of the show last week, and I got to tell you, they've got to be radio people working on that show because the contests they come up with are so radio, it's frightening.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And I don't know. Have you seen the Titan Games? That's the Rock's new show?
The Rock's American Ninja Warrior.
And it's like, you know, they're praising these people. I don't know. I find the praise for these people to be able to do the look. It's amazing they can do the stuff that they can do. But I'm sorry, you're not curing cancer.
Just bring back American Gladiators.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Nitro and laser,
turbo,
and those giant Q-tips that they used to fight with. Right?
The best shoot tennis balls that someone running the gauntlet. What a great show.
But I think there might be a way to come up with an even better show than all of that combined.
From the people who brought you Ellen's Game of Games and the Titan Games, it's the Walmart Games. In the series premiere, you'll watch a bunch of drunk hillbillies swerving around the store parking lot in electric carts, guzzling cheap wine out of hopefully empty Pringles cans. Pajama pants optional. In fact, pants are optional. Cheer your favorite player as they roam the cosmetics aisle, pulling open lipsticks to try them out, then putting them back on the shelf.
You sure look pretty.
Finally, try and match the contestant's baby to the loaded diaper found in the restroom. Losing this one really stinks. The Walmart Games, being played now at a Walmart near you. So bring your spouse, bring your cousin, even if they're the same person.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
It is, in fact, Long Song Wednesday once again with a special after Christmas special. We had to put it on hold for a couple of weeks, but it is back and... We got bombarded with listener picks today. I mean, it's just all over the place. I mean, just pick after pick after pick. On the wheel this morning, a Starship Trooper from Yes, The Doors, Riders on the Storm, of course, the listener pick section. Kashmir from Led Zeppelin, We're Not Gonna Take It from The Who, Susie Q from CCR. And then there's the two bonus squares,
sure.
sections.
Slots.
Slots.
Yeah.
Pie slices, whatever you want to call it, right? We don't even know what's under them. They were set there by Bill, our program director. They're like deep tracks, all right? So we don't know what's going to come up there. So you pulling for anything this morning?
I'm thinking Susie Q.
Susie Q? All
right. Yeah.
Dave,
you I want to see you pull off a bonus slot just to get pink sparkly dust on your shirt. Explain that to Lisa.
Yes, there are pink. Yeah, yes. I was at the pink pussycat. Right? All right, let's go for it. Let's spin the wheel. Come on, bonus track.
It's dusty.
Come on, bonus track.
Oh, it's going to be close. Is
it's
it a bonus?
Yes! Yeah! I can't believe you didn't videotape that one.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe
oh, well.
Oh, God, that is great. All right, well, let's hang on. This is going to take some work.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
I got to kind of take the wheel apart in order to get these damn things on there. They're Velcroed on. All right,
I can't wait. We have no idea what's under here.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, this is going to be good. As a matter of fact, this is great for two reasons.
Show me so I can type it in.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Santana and Soul Sacrifice.
Oh, nice.
All right. Oh, my God.
Love it.
Bill, good pick. Real good pick. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have something to tell you about Santana. Maybe in an hour. From now.
Oh, yeah, what?
Well, just something.
What do musicians do in cities, guys?
I don't know. It's very possible. You want, in Carlos's case, buys hats.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Well, here it is, the new year, and I've got fresh ones for you, boys.
All right.
Yeah, we got fresh millennial meetings, and this is it. I mean, if you want to stay hip, you want to stay on top of it. I realize you two are technically millennials, but you're really not in the millennial loop anymore. And therefore...
What is hip? Tell me if you think you know. What is hip?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
These are as fresh as they come, boys. I think there might be one or two here that you will get.
Okay.
All right. T. Either spelled T-E-A or just the letter T. T.
What the heck? Oh, man. That threw me for a loop.
Yeah. Tell me, these are fresh. These are fresh.
It's not some cutesy slang word. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it an acronym, you
Is
think?
It? Nope. No, it's not,
it's not
an acronym.
Nope.
Can you use it in a sentence? Because right now I think of, you know, sipping tea.
Okay, here you go. Khaleesi gave me some great tea yesterday.
Oh, it's gossip.
Gossip.
That's exactly what it is. That's
nice,
there
Steve.
There you go. Very good.
Oh, all right. There for it. What did you say, by the way?
If you spill tea, you've passed on gossip. All right, next one. Beat. B-E-A-T. Beat.
There's an obvious one I don't want to say.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
What would you be beating?
It can be a verb or an adjective. Beat.
That's beat. That's stupid.
All right.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's been around since, you know, the 90s probably. That girl's beat. She's ugly, you know?
That guy's beat. Come on, Dave. It's 2019. Oh,
I'm not checking
together.
Out guys.
It's
on the regular. Sorry.
This one makes no sense to me at all. It's actually about applying makeup. You might hear someone say, I got to beat my face because I got a date tonight.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Wow.
All right, so it has obviously changed from when Dave and I were younger to what it is now.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Coming off a beat, next one is snatched.
Oh, come on.
Well.
Come on.
Snatched.
Snatched?
Yeah.
Wait, past tense or a present?
Snatched? Snatched.
Oh, with the
past
ED.
Tense.
With the ED.
ED.
Oh, man. If you steal a guy's girl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
no,
thinking.
No, I snatched her, bro. I snatched her.
I'll go with Dave.
Right. Well, basically, if you beat your face and you show up at an event looking fabulous, you're snatched.
I'm officially old.
Listen, I'm not that old, and yeah. I've never heard
I'll
it
make,
used.
I'll make you feel better. GOAT. G-O-A-T.
Oh, the greatest of all time.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
See, there's
Nick Foles, the
go,
GOAT.
There you go. Very, very good. Basic.
My wife is basic.
Your wife is
basic.
Well, you like
basic bitch,
very predictable, normal, trendy things.
Right. Yeah. Anything in the mainstream.
Starbucks, right.
Anything in the mainstream.
Right.
Very good. See,
Ugg boots.
Last one this morning, extra.
Oh, yeah.
Extra.
if you're being really intense about something and sort of over the top, like, come on, girl, chill. You're being extra.
All right. Dude, you named it word for
Dave
word.
Dave is basic.
My ear is to the street. It's still there, folks.
There are your millennial meanings. Basic.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
You ever go to type something in to Google and then it starts trying to answer the question for you immediately?
Sure.
Yeah, autocomplete.
And basically what is, those are the most popular questions that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you type into Google, can you eat? Do you know one of the first things that comes up is?
I'm not going to be surprised.
You know, well, I wouldn't be.
Something gross?
I'm going to say feet.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
for some weird reason, when you type something into Google, if you're searching like a celebrity's name,
sometimes
the first
feet
thing is feet. Feet.
Well, with celebrity, but those for the weirdos that have the feet fetish, right? That's why. And what's her name? What's the actress's name that everybody's just crazy over her feet? The redhead. I mean, the redhead from she's in that new
Christina
movie.
Hendricks.
No, she's in that new movie, the Favorite.
Oh God, I got nothing.
Oh, because the Emma's. Emma something?
Emma Stone?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know
I
that.
Mean, the feet freak are all
oh,
over.
Really?
I have all
right,
no
so
idea
what am
why.
I typing into all Google right. here?
Can you eat?
Can you eat?
One of the top suggestions
acorns.
Is. Acorns. No? Okay, what else?
Flamingo.
You got? There you go. Can you eat flamingo? For some reason, lots of people are asking this question.
Is it a lot of Florida searches coming up with this?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
I mean,
but
they
just
are a nice,
so
tasty
you know,
color.
It is illegal to eat a flamingo.
Oh, really?
Right? All right, right. But they taste like duck, supposedly. With a little bit of fishy taste on top of that.
Yeah, like salmon.
Right.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.